This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Good to have you along today. Anything on the roads we need to know about this morning? Any closures?
I did not receive anything before I made it back here. Does not mean it's not sitting in my email right now, to be honest. So I'll look at halfway point and see if there's anything there.
All right. That's fair enough.
Well, I can go look now and leave you here by yourself. So.
Well, that's all right. I'm sure there's nothing there. You would have found it by now. That's for sure. I was doing a little cooking last night. My zucchini pile had grown, so I did do some zucchini last night.
Your zucchini pile is going to grow a lot before it's over with, because I know there's plenty there. We just need to go pick.
I haven't had good luck freezing zucchini like some people have.
Oh, we don't have any problem with it.
I think it's mushy when you unfreeze it and watery. Like I haven't. And then I saw yesterday a different way to try it, so I'll give that a whirl. But I don't know. I've done it before in chunks, and then for a casserole I do, I've done it in slices. Mm. I didn't like the slices at all. And then the shredded was okay, except I found that you almost have to do like another half cup to make up for some of the, when you defrost it, I feel like it gets a little more watery than it is even. So I always do like an extra half cup to make up for that. So, but I did make some zucchini bread last night. Needless to say, it's almost gone. But
well, that's what I was going to say. Cumin, smell the aroma.
Yeah.
I was going to say, smell the aroma.
Yes. So yeah, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, no. You have jalapenos and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, goodness.
But the garden.
Okay.
The community garden is flourishing. So.
Yeah. I ran across this the other day. I thought it was interesting. I wanted to share it with you because I had never heard of most of these. The laws of the universe that everyone needs to know. I have clearly heard of the first one, Murphy's Law, right?
Okay.
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Right.
You've heard of that one?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know there were several others. Here's one. Kidlin's Law. If you can write the problem down clearly, you've already solved half of it. Have you ever heard of that one?
Not.
I didn't know it had a name.
I didn't know it had a name.
Right.
I knew
okay.
the purpose of it. Yes.
Right. I've heard that, but I didn't know it had a name. It's called Kidlin's Law.
Yeah.
There's also Gilbert's Law.
I've heard of that one.
The biggest problem at work is that no one tells you what the real problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody who has a job has experienced that.
Yeah,
well, it has a name.
Shape or form.
That one is called Gilbert's Law.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Okay. How about Wilson's Law?
No.
If you put knowledge and intelligence first, money will continue to come. If you put money first, you will lose it.
Makes sense.
That's what I was going to say. It kind of makes sense. Again, mm-hmm. though, didn't know it had a name. That one's called Wilson's Law. Law of attraction. You attract what you consistently focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense again, right?
Right.
Okay, that's law of attraction. Now that's the last one I got. So I saw those the other day. I'm like, I had never heard. Again, I should say that. I didn't know that some of those had a name. I had heard especially of Kidlin's Law. If you can write the problem down, you've already solved half of it. But I didn't know they had names. So there we go. Murphy's Law is kind of the story of my life. What can wrong will go wrong.
No kidding.
I have a long line of that in my family.
I saw a video. I was going to send it to you last night during halftime of the game. I was going to send it to you. And I thought, that's okay. I won't.
Well, do tell.
It was just cute as heck. I mean, we talk about walls going up here and walls going up there. And then we talk about in Europe, the walls coming down, historic moments and all this stuff. And it was a video of beavers dragging trees, just small saplings, but dragging them across highway in Ontario, Canada, and had traffic stopped. And it was more than one beaver. I mean, it was just, like a line of them. And it did not look like it was AI generated. This did look actually, real, because even the beavers were different sizes and stuff. But it was hysterical because it said Canada is now building a wall between the U.S. and Canada. I just thought it was cute. I mean, come on. No real bearing, just funny.
I like that. Funny's good.
Yeah.
We need a chance to leave, right?
We need funny, but not so funny. We're going to be doing Stuff the Bus tonight.
We are going to be doing Stuff the Bus tonight. Looking forward to that. 5 o'clock until 7, I will be broadcasting live from our folks at Frankfurt Walmart. They partner with this. Well, they have since the beginning. So we appreciate their partnership for that. And the buses will be out there for all of the schools and the crossing. And so all you have to do is if you've previously got a few supplies, you can drop those off.
If you can help out, it's great.
Go in and purchase supplies. You can get gift cards. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I never thought about. And then some of the teachers said, gift cards are nice because we don't always know what we need the first day of school.
Yep.
And then we'll be like a couple of weeks in and like, I wish we had this. And so then they can use the gift cards to get those things. I'm like, that's really smart.
Yeah.
So we kind of learned that just through the years of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So gift cards are always good. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can drop by. You can give us some cash. You can give us a gift card. And we'll even do the shopping for you, actually.
Yeah, we have ready shoppers.
We have ready shoppers.
I guess
Sam
got trained last year.
Yes, they enjoy it very much. And so,
I won't say he enjoyed it, but he got trained on how to do it. So.
Well, some of the shoppers really enjoy it. Let me say that. Some of the ladies that help us out really enjoy doing it. So it's not uncommon for folks to maybe not want to come in, but they will drive by and just hand us some money through the window or, out their car window, or a gift card out the car window, mm-hmm. or some supplies out the car window. So however you want to do it, we will be at Frankfurt Walmart tonight on State Road 28, just east of Frankfurt there before you get to the Frankfurt Moose Lodge. And so we would love to have you out there to join us. And I will have goodies in tow.
Yeah. Any grade level, it doesn't matter. High school, elementary, junior high, you can donate to and if you have a specific school, you can tell us and we'll make sure it gets in their bus.
That's correct as well. So some people want it to spread out because they, maybe don't have kids in school anymore. And some people that do have kids in school say they'd like it to go to a particular school, which is fine as well. So we are just grateful. We know it's such an expensive time of the year when you're taking your kids back to school. You got to think about shoes and did they get new glasses and do they have all the supplies they need? If not, here's a great chance for them to get those and the teachers get them. And it can really add up over time, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that is tonight. So we hope to see you there. And I've got some Frito-Lay products I will be sharing as well. So we'll be giving away some tickets to, I don't know, if I'll probably take both Holiday World and some Indiana Beach. So
yeah,
lots of things you can win tonight as well. So 5 to 7, hope you'll come and join us at Walmart. You know, there's other things happening this weekend as well. Party on the Patio at Arborwood is on Saturday evening. So if you would like your tickets, just go to shoopscountry.com. I would be getting those sooner rather than later because they really have a great evening planned.
It sells out quick.
But it's such a cool. If you've never been to Party on the Patio, it is a lot of fun. But the girls don't do any halfway parties.
Mm-mm.
You know, when they go, when they do it, they go all out. Even their, like, family's birthday party. Even their personal birthday parties or whatever, you know, they might be celebrating.
It's always been that way. They inherited that.
Yes, they go all out. Yep. So, anyway, Arborwood this Saturday, Party on the Patio. Radio Flyer is the band, a great band. Mm-hmm. And they're also performing this weekend at the Colfax Old Hickory Days. And I'll be broadcasting live there Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be there. Fish Fry is coming up on Friday. So lots of things happening this weekend.
Truck and Tractor Pull for Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday night.
Truck and Tractor Pull here. I've got it right here now. I found my papers are stuck together. I'm so sorry. So Friday at the Old Hickory Days. That is the Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department Fish Fry, by the way. That's from 5 o'clock until 8. Opening ceremonies, Mr. and Mrs. Hickory and the Hickory Kids Pageant. And then Radio Flyer is Friday night, 7 o'clock until 10. Saturday morning, that's the Pancake Breakfast, the Hickory Hustle, and 5K. They have tons and tons of vendors. It always gets me for this small of a town.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they do a great job. Lacey does and her crew do an amazing job over there. I'm always blown away by the number of vendors that she's able to pull in. The Clinton Prairie FFA is putting on a petting zoo. There's Show and Shine, Touch a Truck. There's a parade on Saturday. The parade will be at 2. Registration starts at 1. Then they do bingo, foam party. Let's see. There's an obstacle course, Pizza King, pizza eating contest. And the truck and tractor pull that Mel mentioned is at 6 o'clock. No, that's when the gates open. Sorry. Yeah, the truck and tractor pull is at 7. And then over on the stage area, Bodacious Band will be on stage from 7 o'clock until 10. So it's Old Hickory Days Friday and Saturday. So come out and join us for that as well. Always a great little event over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to the truck and tractor pull, you want to be there at 6 when the gates open to get a good, especially if you're not one to sit in the little bleachers. If you want to take your chair and park right there as mm-hmm. close as you can get to the track. Yeah, you need to get there early.
So I did take the city comprehensive plan survey.
Okay.
Monday, I guess.
Yeah,
Monday. I did it Monday. And I'm just going to give you a little heads up. You might want to put a little thought into it. It's pretty quickly if you give it a little thought before you start. It's still pretty quick. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to scare people away from doing it. Like, it's going to be half an hour of my time. It's not. But I don't live in town, so I had to think about some of the things. Some of the questions kind of are, what's an area, when they're referring to traffic, that you feel maybe could be more safe for pedestrians or more safe for traffic? Some areas you might like to see cleaned up in town, it asks, or, you know, some areas of town mm-hmm. that you think need some attention, we'll say. So just put a little thought into it before you go on there, and it will make it very quick, actually. And other than that, it's super speedy, super easy. And I just did it through Facebook. I was on Facebook. I saw their post. I clicked on it. Bada bing, bada boom. It was very easy to do. So if you have not done it yet, you might go ahead and do the City of Frankfort's Comprehensive Plan and Comprehensive Safety Action Plan Survey.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for your feedback. Future land use, housing, transportation and safety, parks and recreation, public services, historic resources, natural resources, and community priorities. And it lets you rank certain areas. So you'll have a chance to say, I think this is most important, down to however many they let you. There's some where they let you pick 2. There's some where they let you pick up to 5. So it was super easy, though. It's just mm-hmm. ding, 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 and you can just blow right through it. So, but do, you know, if you would like to have an input, I love it when people say, it doesn't really matter what I did. Yes, it does. This is one of those, this is your chance. Here you go. So, now, also coming up this weekend, if you're into this,
mm-hmm.
wrestling, or as my dad would have said, wrestling, at Indiana Beach. This is Flow Wrestling. It's live in the ballroom. So go check out some wrestling if you're so inclined.
I just think it's funny that they're having it in the ballroom.
That's what gets me about the whole thing, too.
In the ballroom, please.
I got to tell you, though, at the Frankfurt Hot Dog Festival, the wrestling was very popular.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun thing to see. Also, plan ahead for next week because on the 4th, our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center will be heading to Booker's in Kirkland, and all they need to know from you is if you are meeting them there or if you're riding the bus. So,
and order a tenderloin.
Yes.
Yes.
She does have amazing tenderloins.
Yes, she does.
And then after all of that, be sure to go to welovebigdeals.com. The Indiana Bacon Festival is coming up August 22nd in Delphi, and you can get your wristbands there. Normally, they're $20 at the gate. You can get them on sale in advance for $10 each. Kids 12 and under are free, by the way. So just so you know that, if you were thinking about taking your family, that if you do have kids under 12, you won't need wristbands for them. But, gee, you can get them for half price at welovebigdeals.com as long as you get them in advance because you're going to pay for them at the gate for sure. So go to welovebigdeals.com. And, wow, I'm anxious to see. I haven't seen any of the items that they're bringing to the festival, the food items, yet this year, because you know, part of the fun of going to the Bacon Festival is that they create unique food items with bacon on them, because of course they partner with Indiana Packers Corporation.
Yep.
And so lots of bacon infused foods. There's been like donuts, maple donuts with, you know, sprinkles of bacon on top. There's been fried bacon on a stick dipped in chocolate. There, I mean, if you can, there's bacon on pizza, which I like that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things. And so they have good bands. We'll talk about that a little more as we get closer to that date.
Well, also on Saturday, if you're going to be over at Colfax at the Old Hickory Days, you can swing over just a little bit farther to Thorntown really quickly and get that homemade ice cream, as they're having their homemade ice cream social. And it's all homemade ice cream. And you can go over there and help support them at the Thorntown Heritage Museum. It's a free will donation. If you can, it's okay. You can still come over and enjoy some bluegrass music and some homemade ice cream. And then you can head back to Old Hickory Days and you can catch Bodacious and catch the truck and tractor pole.
There you go.
And it's not that far, so...
You know, Scone Fest is coming up as well.
Yeah.
This is with our friends at Baked a Cookie Company. Their scones, by the way, are phenomenal. The Scone Fest is actually coming up August 8th. They're doing many varieties of scones. But if you were wondering what they were having today, you can get cranberry orange wheat bread, honey wheat with flax, rye, traditional white, sandwich white, and cinnamon brioche. Now, their treats today, as they call them, are cherry lime scones, blueberry lemon scones, which are so good, cinnamon snails, zucchini bread, chocolate chip cookies, shortbread cookies after 10 a.m. this morning. They also have gluten-free oatmeal peanut butter chocolate cookies. Oh, chocolate chip cherry cookies. That's the gluten-free option today. And that is with our friends at Baked in Kirkland. I'm starting to get hungry when I start talking about scones.
The cinnamon brioche is really good.
Well, everything is really good. Yeah. They do lots of good stuff there. So those are some of the things. You were talking about the Fever game last night a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What was the deal? What happened with the knee? I didn't get to see it. I just saw the kind of aftermath.
Aaliyah Boston was going down the lane, and she got tripped up by a Seattle player. In fact, I don't even remember which one it was, but she got tripped up. It was, you know, it wasn't on purpose. They were just trying to play defense, and she got around them, and she got tripped up and hit her knee square on the floor.
Mm.
And it was the knee that is on the leg that she has had some lower leg issues with anyway. So they just opted, because they were holding their own, And they just opted to keep her out for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And she came back out. They took her to the back for assessment and everything and made sure. But she came back out and sat on the bench and, you know, cheered everybody on and critiqued what needed to be critiqued and gave good feedback to them while sitting on the bench. So, but they hung on. They won 105-95 last night.
A couple of things with our schools, by the way. Clinton Central Athletics has just announced that they're having the mandatory parent and player meeting Tuesday, August 11th. That's at 6:30 in Gym 1. And Rossville is having, just this is the notice of their school board meeting. This is coming up August 4th at 7 p.m. So those are a couple of things I ran across from our local schools. Oh, there's the take the survey again. Super easy, I'm telling you, to take that survey. So we'll have lots of things coming out today as well on Clinton, Carroll, and BoonCountyDailyNews.com. So don't forget to check those out every day as well. And of course, don't forget to check out WeLoveBigDeals.com. There's always some things happening there that you can check out. Now, we have lots of things coming up in the next few months. We'll obviously keep you aware of some of those things too. I thought about this morning when I was considering passing the car in front of me, and I thought, no, I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to be a good citizen today and follow along, even though it was a little slow. But a new study found that by simply following posted speed limits, U.S. drivers would save 6.7 million gallons of fuel every day. Now, here's the thing. Even better, based on data collected from millions of vehicle trips, given an average daily driving distance of 28.6 miles, driving at or below the posted speed limit adds just 54 more seconds of driving per day. That shocked me a little bit. 54 seconds.
Yeah.
Because we think we're going to get there, right? And see, I considered passing that person. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And I wouldn't have really saved myself that much time.
No.
So then I think I'm so ridiculous, right? Why are we always in such a hurry?
Yeah, exactly. Hard to believe school is going to be starting soon.
Well, next week at this time.
Yeah.
I think the kids will be in school, won't they?
Well, yeah. And they're going to be having special meetings, this in-person registration and all that stuff going on this week too.
Yes, and I know that MJ will be posting some of those as well.
Yeah.
A new survey finds we stop worrying about what other people think of us at the age of 46. If it took them that long. I think I quit caring when I was about 30. The survey of adults 55 plus also found we don't feel comfortable in our own skin until we turn 42. How do you feel about that?
I think it just depends on where you're at, I guess, and how you were brought up. I never thought about any of that.
I can see that. Don't you think in a small town, at like our community, I don't think we put as much focus on that as like maybe some big cities.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of Miami, for example.
And the other thing, too, is we didn't grow up with all the social media and all that.
That's very true.
And unfortunately, the kids nowadays, even in rural America, are dealing with social media and putting way too much emphasis on it.
I do think that is a stress.
Yeah. It's way too stressful, way too much emphasis on it.
When we feel like we have to look like the Kardashians who...
I wouldn't want to do that either.
Well, I wouldn't either. No. Isn't that something I don't understand? I've spent all these years trying to get rid of my booty, and yet they go and have fake booties put in, and I'm like, let me donate to you.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
but
no, I mean,
a lot of those people have a lot of money wrapped up in cosmetic surgery.
A lot of money to waste.
Unfortunately,
they do.
Well, but again, I guess they continue to make money off of that.
Yeah.
Kind of boggles my mind, but anyway. Some Gen Zers and millennials are moving back into their old bedrooms to find that their parents have replaced their posters with legally binding contracts. On Reddit, some stay-at-home sons and domestic daughters say their return home is strictly regulated by written agreements that force them to do things like maintain at least a part-time job, whether they like it or not, pay rent, and follow a no guest after midnight policy. And to combat laziness, the house rules list chores. Lots and lots of chores. So maybe that'll keep them from moving back home.
I don't know. I guess my feelings on that is, what did you screw up when you raised that kid that you have to have that kind of contract?
You know what? That might be the question, right?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion. I wouldn't have to have anything like that with my kids.
I
didn't. I mean,
I think my middle child.
I did not have that. We had to convince our son to move after college. And he and a buddy, they got a place and everything. And then it was getting tight for him to try and pay their part of student loans.
Sure.
and all of that stuff. And when his buddy got a job far away, and it was no way that he was going to be able to keep that place by himself, we had to really work on him to get him to come back home and just save his money. And
yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
You know, when you turn 18, you're very anxious to get out of the house. Matt, you agree with this? Matt Stidham joins us now.
I do agree.
And then, you know, then we find ourselves that maybe we are either collecting debt then because we've left too soon. I tried not to rush my kids out. The first two couldn't wait to get out. And I can't complain. They both did their thing and it worked out great for them. The third one did not leave but saved his money. And, you know, they're all different. But our middle child, when she comes home, she is like, it's great to be back at mom's house. Now, she's on her own. Don't get me wrong. She doesn't live with us. But
yeah,
but
it's like a vacation for her.
It's like a vacation, yes.
I mean, but you know, just having my son, having our son move back in with us for a little while, it was good for him. He was able to pay down debt that he had.
Absolutely.
He was able to save and put money back. And he ended up, I think maybe he moved back in for just a couple of years and then ended up buying a house. So,
yeah.
You know, it worked out for everybody. So
I think, yeah.
And I didn't mind having him there.
No, I actually liked having my kids at home.
Kid's a good cook.
I always missed sending my kids back to school. Those parents that were like, I can't wait for my kids to go back. I'm like, really? Why'd you have them? I mean, I don't know. I get it. There is some structure there because, you know, the summers are kind of a free for all. We're all very busy, but I loved having my kids home, and when they went back for me, the first few days was like, oh.
Nothing ever changed for us, but there again, living on a farm, you know, it was every day was structured. It didn't matter what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So even for the kids, in fact, the kids through FFA had their own businesses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it wasn't that big a deal for us.
How are you feeling about the kids going back to school?
Well, I haven't had kids in my home for many years, so... But I will say, back in the day, I was kind of happy when they went back to school. I was the one who was like, yes, thankfully.
It's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I was always happy for them to, you know, have their summer breaks, but I also was ready for them to go back.
Do you have grandchildren?
I do. I have 10.
And how do you feel? Because I do like the grandparent, you know, because I can enjoy them, and yet they go home and I don't have to clean up after them as much and cook for them. And so how's your feeling on grandkids?
I love having them, but when you have so many, it can be a lot sometimes.
It can be a lot, yes.
You know, for us, at least at our home, you know, we are going from, what's the age, 13 down to 1.
Oh,
and so it's a very huge dynamic when we
that
all
is.
Get together.
Sure, sure.
But, oh, I can't even imagine having repeats of pudding and a little bit. I mean, come on.
Mm. Yeah, I actually always say to my wife that I kind of look at it as it's just so much different than if, you know, if you had one or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you probably invest a lot more time.
Mm-hmm.
But with my busy schedule, my wife's busy schedule, and then having 10 of them, it could be challenging to help out with them all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yep.
Most definitely.
Well,
as a parent, I'll ask this to both of you.
Oh, boy.
So when your kids, I mean, I know we need to take a halfway mark, but when your kids got their driver's license, actual driver's license, and were able to get out on the road on their own, go to school function, all that stuff, were you relieved or were you freaked out?
I would say I was probably more relieved because one of my children went to Clinton Prairie, the other one went to Frankfort. I lived out here in the country, so it was a little bit easier for me, but I was always concerned, I think, based on the profession I was in, mm-hmm. of are they really prepared?
Yeah. So that's an easy call for me. The oldest and the youngest, I didn't worry about. I was relieved. The middle child, I prayed every day. And maybe I prayed for the other drivers on the road. I don't know who.
I was
praying for everyone.
I was so grateful when those kids turned 16 and got their license, just because I'm not the one who had to drive them everywhere, because mm-hmm. they were involved in everything.
And then if they
everything.
Had something late at night at school and you were going at 11 o'clock, I was already in my jammies. So it's like picking them up. Just get in. Don't let anybody see my jammies, because I'm picking them up.
That's a fact.
Pajamas on. I was relieved.
And I'm like you, living out in the country. Our kids knew how to drive long before they were ever old enough to get their license. So.
Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You know, hopefully Shoemaker's not listening to us, but sometimes you're out in the country, you might let them sit on your lap a little bit.
He lives out in the country. I mean, a little bit.
Well, I can say it because my teachers are all gone now and everything, but I drove myself to driver's ed.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I took the back roads, drove myself, parked on the other side of the school building, and walked around.
There you go.
I know some other folks that did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Times have changed, right?
Yeah.
I can think back. Well, we won't go down there. Just in case Shoemaker is listening. I don't want to incriminate anyone. I'm sure the statute of limitations has run out,
right.
But just in case.
That
lovely deep voice is Matt Stidham, and he is going to be our guest for the second half of Party Line. Frankfort, City of Frankfort Fire Chief. We will have him coming up. WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.